We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery woman has been missing since November of 2018, and her family is once again asking for anyone with information to come forward. Lakira Goldsmith was last seen on Narrow Lane Road. If you know anything, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police need your help finding a man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Authorities say 65-year-old Kermit Canty is convicted of criminal sexual conduct against a 6-year-old boy. There is a $5,000 reward in this case. And Alabama lawmakers could lift a decades-old ban on yoga in public schools. This bill would let local school systems decide if they want to teach yoga. The Alabama Board of Education voted in 1993 to prohibit yoga, hypnosis, and meditation in schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out, right? 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan. Hey, listen, I promise I'm going to get Sweet Creek a hubcap for those cookies. I tell you what, man, those things are so good. Quick question. You know, when our parents and grandparents were coming up, there was this thing called tuberculosis that was going around.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we still had baseball games. We had football games with leather helmets. You know, we had gasoline that was leaded. And, you know, life went on. We won a couple of world wars. I mean, Dan, this panic, is it just me or does every 4 years there seems to be some kind of funky disease that's out trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, well, what happens is this is a cheap shot way to criticize the administration and to try to make them look bad, is basically what it gets down to.
Well, I think it makes us all look bad. And I think it's time for grown-ups like you and me to get up in the morning, wash our hands, go to work, do what has to be done, and stop all this panicking.
Yeah, but that's not what they want. It's really interesting because, to me, they're doing what I would call talk the market down. Matter of fact, our financial person this morning on the conference call basically said that, is that this is a classic example of talking the market down, is that it's in this ether of what the problem is, and if they would listen and dissect what the professionals are saying, then everybody would be fine. What happens is it gets amped up, his words, by the media, and particularly these media doctors. They are way overdoing this thing. And Cuomo, what he said about, we don't have the kits that we need, and then Azar, who hopefully I'll get to today, says, we offered them more kits, and they didn't want any more. They turned them down.
Yeah, that sounds like New Orleans all over again, doesn't it?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, and Cuomo is saying, hey, this is blowing way out of proportion. It's like, well, okay.
Well, what he said the whole thing's getting blown out of proportion. He said, I'm not going to just tell you not to panic. I'm going to tell you to use common sense. But then he turned around and criticized the administration for the test kits, which was a lie, using Joe Scarborough's language.
That's Hurricane Katrina all over again, and I'll respect him as much as I respect Megan. The buses were ready, baby. Let's don't hear that.
Yeah, it wasn't the president, it was the mayor.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, look, 1121, Sweet Creek. Dan, great show as always, and we'll look forward to hearing you tomorrow.
Issa, I appreciate it. Joey, you got stuff. Yes. I appreciate it.
I can see how you got us confused, man. Handsome. Yeah,
Steph, both of you brutally handsome, very, very young, very, very smart.
Very smart. That's it.
He won something?
He wants to win.
Appreciate it, Ace.
Thanks, Ace. Okay, now we've got John Sununu with a kind of an interesting proposition for you. Now, this is, John, let me remind you, John Sununu was former governor of New Hampshire, chief of staff for George W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush. Is that right?
Yeah.
And he's going to say some things that are kind of interesting here, talking about Hillary Clinton angling for the VP slot.
People are turning out, and they're turning out Hillary to try to pick the person they think would be the best president, but also the person as our nominee who would most likely be able to beat Trump. And clearly the Trump campaign and Trump himself know who they don't want to run against and know who they do want to run against.
Hillary Clinton weighing in on...
Joey, stop it right there. I want to go back through that and stop it again. She said, we want to elect the most electable person that can beat Trump. And really what happened is I believe they coalesced around Joe Biden because he was not Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders scares the hell out of them. And I think what they did is they shifted over and go, Bernie Sanders would do more damage. If we have Joe Biden, at least we'll have a fair fight in there. And if he wins, that's fine. If he doesn't win, And I just don't think there's an excitement. I think there's a fear of Bernie Sanders. Okay, let's go back over it.
People are turning out. And they're turning out to try to pick the person they think would be the best president, but also the person as our nominee who would most likely be able to beat Trump. And clearly the Trump campaign and Trump himself know who they don't want to run against and know who they do want to run against.
Hillary Clinton weighing in on who she thinks will be the best Democratic candidate to go up against President Trump come November. And it's not Bernie Sanders. She also slammed the senator and his supporters for their actions during the 2016 race against her. but the former Democratic nominee stopped just short of throwing her endorsement to Joe Biden. Let's bring in former White House Chief of Staff, former governor as well, John Sununu. Time is supposed to heal all wounds, but it sounds like 4 years isn't enough for Hillary Clinton when it comes to Bernie Sanders.
Well, it sure sounded like that, but I think as almost everything the Clintons do, there's a bigger purpose behind what's going on. I know you had Michael Goodwin on earlier, and he thinks the biggest purpose is that she is angling to be the default nominee of the party. But I think there's a slight variation to that. I think she's actually angling to be the vice presidential nominee, hoping that the party will understand that if Biden is the nominee, they've got to have a backup there that the public has confidence in, at least the Democratic side of the public has confidence in, might do the job. And since the party laid hands on her last time as the nominee, she probably feels that she can make the credible case that she would be the better alternative if Biden has to yield control of government.
I haven't heard that terminology of laying hands on that political terminology. But that is kind of interesting, is that does she bring a stability to Joe Biden that, I think Hillary Clinton's going to be the kiss of death.
Yeah, maybe literally. I know
Joe better get a food taster.
I was about to say, people joke or sometimes take seriously the Clinton body count, so to speak. I would not want Hillary Clinton as my vice president. Just for the, even if it's a joke. It's like, nah, man, it's like I had a stroke before.
Why is the dog ticking?
There are certain chemicals that can make it look like a heart attack. I'm good. I'm good, Hillary.
But he does say something that Joe Biden needs a good backstop
he
person.
Does.
Because you have the heartbeat away. You have, is he going to be capable, invoking Amendment 25 and all this kind of stuff? And what happens if he's incoherent and not able to do things? So who's the best person to do that job? Kamala Harris just doesn't win my bell with that one.
No. I mean, Hillary makes sense.
Bernie Sanders, you have the octogenarian.
And then Elizabeth Warren would be a good bulldog, and that's a good slot for a VP on a campaign, but she's almost too off-putting to be the right choice. But that's always what she was going for, to be that bridge between moderate or so-called centrist and progressives. Maybe Warren's going for it.
Yeah, but is Joe going for Warren? Because if there's a time for her to throw that shit on the table, it's now, because right. That would be the kiss of death for Bernie.
Yeah, I'm going through my brain like, who would be a good VP pick? And Hillary does come to mind, but ugh. It's like, do you want to start a death pool, Joe?
I don't. Man.
Ugh, my goodness.
Joe Biden has been alive for another 100 days in Work County. But, does a senator do it for him? Is there a senator, the Kane kind of feel? But I think Kane kind of muffed it in 2016. But who is somebody that could do that? Is Stacey Abrams? But he already has the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this concept of how energized the blacks are to it, I don't see that at all. I think that, again, they didn't like Bernie, the coalescing behind, and Cory Booker.
Is Spartacus, maybe? Because Cory Booker gets a bad rap, and he comes across as too contrived, but he isn't bad at what he does. I'll put it that way. He could be a good
He's tall and he's black.
I think he'd be better than Harris.
Hey, anybody would be better than Harris. I mean, Harris is considered a rock star to some, but I think she's going to have a hard time in her own home state.
What about Adam Schiff?
Oh, yeah. Sign me up. I'm swiping my boat. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
I am great, Robert. How are you, and how's little Robert?
They doing fine. I saw him this weekend. Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Y'all trying to scare the world. You already got the coronavirus out there. And y'all talking about Biden and Hillary Clinton? Two people that already showed that they can't even handle wars where people throw rocks at you. Look how the Benghazi thing went down. You want somebody like that pulling the decision-making?
I'm just enjoying watching the possibilities here, Robert. I'm not advocating anything.
I tell you what, man. I was a lifelong Democrat one time, but y'all finna run me out of this country. Them two? I don't know. They couldn't handle a playground fight. How are they going to have world wars? Right now, we're on the brink of the best president that ever decided to tell other countries, we'll help you fight your wars, but if you don't stand up and fight, we're going to pull out. That's the kind of president we need. We'll come to your rescue, but we're not going to stay there and be your babysitter.
Yep. The put up or shut up foreign diplomacy.
Put your people on the line. We'll train them. Put your people on the front.
I hear you. That's it. Right, I'm
so
with you.
We don't need those two. No way, guy.
Okay.
Let them go to with that Jewish child cooking school. Y'all have a
929. He says.
All right, guys.
Robert, I got you in, buddy.
All right, guys.
Did you get my two newt pieces?
I can check during this break.
Thank you. You'll be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey! Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Wes sent me that Hillary Clinton's VP, Vegas odds on Biden suicide is tracking 2-1. I love that.
Is that
dog ticking?
He already has a cadaverous look to him.
Who would know? So let's stay on with John Sununu talking about you have to have an alternative and a backup.
She also sort of relitigated the 2016 election in that conversation.
As always.
Play a bit of that for you.
His failure and the behavior of a lot of his top aides and certainly many of his supporters up to the convention, at the convention, and even up to election day was not helpful. I had thought we would unify. That's what we'd always done before.
Talking there, obviously, about Bernie Sanders, that doesn't exactly sound like a unifying statement, in and of itself.
Well, again, I go back to my original premise, is that this all had a purpose, and the purpose was to reinforce Biden getting the nomination. If that fails, to reinforce the fact that she would be the better alternative, not Bernie, and then to reinforce the fact that if Biden does get the nomination, she would add to the ticket more than anyone else. It's all structured around the Clinton agenda, not the agenda of the Democratic Party.
But she was obviously a failed presidential candidate in 2008, a failed presidential candidate in 2016. Do you really think the party would stomach her as a vice presidential candidate? And would she want to be vice president?
Look, there's still a long time for public debate between Biden and Sanders. And if Biden begins to fall apart even more than he has fallen apart with his gaffes to date, the party is desperately going to be looking for a third alternative, and that's what she's counting on, by either being the alternative at the top of the ticket or being the alternative as number two.
Yeah, when you look at satisfaction, dissatisfaction with the current group of candidates, it's right now at its lowest level. When you had the 20, it was at its highest level. Now it's at its lowest level. It's at under 50% of Democrats are satisfied with the candidates that choices that they have. That tells them a lot. And will the public play that out some? Will they try to breathe life into Bernie Sanders or Tulsi Gabbard?
Well, not to be too philosophical, but isn't that always the case? The idea of something is often better than the reality.
Yeah, really. But I'm trying to think. I mean, who would be a good VP for Joe? I mean, Delaware isn't... Yeah, that's no big prize. Is there for?
I think it's one of his worst attributes.
That he's from Delaware.
He's from Delaware.
Via Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, I could see him. I mean, Amy with Minnesota, but Minnesota. If you have to fight for Minnesota, you've got a problem. So, you've got Pennsylvania. You've got Sherwood or whatever his name is from Ohio. Nobody I can think of in Florida that would have him.
Yeah, it's kind of
Epstein's brother. He lives in there.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of a mess. But it's a fun mess out here. So let's... this is the Fox political technical guy here. You only kind of see him once every blue moon. He normally isn't on Fox and Friends. He's normally on Fox First. He's going to be talking about the state of the Democrat primary.
What started as one of the largest primary fields in recent history is now down to really just two serious contenders. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are battling it out for the Democratic nomination, and tomorrow they're going to face off in six more states. Here to do the delegate math is director of Fox News Decision Desk, Arnon Mishkin. So after Super Tuesday, we've got the delegates so far. Biden is ahead, 664. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has got 573. And then Tulsi Gabbard, inexplicably, is still on the big board because she sees a path somehow.
She did well in American Samoa.
She got those two. You need 1991 so far. And so let's talk a little bit about what is up for grabs tomorrow. You got Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington. Who's going to capitalize on that?
The lucky thing for Biden is he emerged from Super Tuesday, which was supposed to be great Sanders territory, right, with the lead. Tomorrow, there are two states where I'd say Biden is considered to have an advantage. The best state for Biden is obviously Mississippi because of the large African-American voting population, but also Missouri. The best hopes for Sanders is Michigan, mm-hmm, where he won in 2016, and Washington State, where he also won in 2016. These are states that he'd won, where he beat Hillary Clinton, and those are his best chances. He's been campaigning heavily in Michigan, and I think that's the big state to watch, whether or not he can, mm-hmm, continue to sort of have any kind of momentum.
I think it's a possibility that Bernie could get wiped out tomorrow. Lose Missouri big, lose Mississippi real big, lose Michigan kind of close, but still, I'm looking at polling stuff, and we don't go for the number, we go for the trend, but trend line is saying that he's going to lose Washington, not going to lose about a ton, and he'll get delegates, and that'll be the key. Can he walk out of there with some kind of delegates that just gives him more of a poker chip to play in Milwaukee at the convention? Let's fit Barbara in before we go to a break here. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
First of all, I am great. How about you?
Outstanding.
Wonderful. I've had $1.96 for gas today in Prattville.
Oh, wow.
Yep, I thought that was great. I got two things. My oldest son works in South Bend, Indiana at a very large auto parts. Where they ship out auto parts all over.
Mm-hmm.
What am I trying to say? Duh.
Supplier?
Warehouse.
Okay.
Anyway, Thursday, they sent them home 15 minutes early and docked their pay. Friday, they sent them home 30 minutes early and docked their pay. Today, they sent them home an hour because they're not getting shipment in. Now, I don't know if it's because it's coming from China or because, you know, there's so much flooding everywhere. But that's hurting him. And the other thing that I was going to say on MBS.
Let me interrupt you here. Okay. Do you mind me asking the company? Is it a union company?
I think it's NAPA.
Okay.
But anyway, and the other thing, I just happened to be scanning, excuse me, and I don't watch any of these other news stations, occasionally Fox, because I get everything I need to know from y'all. Because I know it's true and honest. But I don't know if it was Lawrence O'Donnell, Brian Williams, because I don't know those people because I don't watch them. But he was giving our governor up the creek. He was saying that she was against abortion because everybody has the right to live. And then he brought up the guy that they killed Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And how pitiful and how sad that was, and if she really, appreciated life. I mean, he wrecked her over the coals. Did you see or hear any of that?
I did not see that, but you think it's either Lawrence O'Donnell or who?
Or Brian Williams.
Williams, I would say, after he screwed up on the $300 million for the Bloomberg campaign.
Oh, okay.
That was, Brian Williams is an idiot.
Well, this guy was an idiot, too, because, like usual, they don't tell the full
truth. It's Lawrence O'Donnell.
Okay. Don't tell the full truth about what this guy had done, you know. Like,
can you play that in a position?
Well, this is saying it's from May of 2019. So, on Twitter, Lawrence O'Donnell went after her. Let's see.
Well, this was on MSNBC, either I think it was Friday or Saturday night. I don't think they reran it, but anyway, ever who it was pitiful.
I think we've got it. Is that something you can play in position?
Maybe.
No,
maybe.
Maybe.
Let's see if this behaves itself and works. It's one of these fancy internet players.
These are normally pretty short.
Yeah, it's working.
Time for tonight's last word.
Here we go.
Last year, the governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, signed an unconstitutional anti-abortion bill that was then blocked in federal court. And when she signed the bill, Governor Ivey tweeted a picture of herself saying, "Today I signed into law the Alabama Human Life Protection Act. To the bill's many supporters, this legislation stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God." She didn't really mean that, because the next day she killed a man. Michael Brandon Samra was executed the next day by lethal injection in Alabama, having been convicted of killing four people. Kay Ivey, who says every life is precious, refused to use her absolute power as governor to stop that execution. Hannah Cox is from Alabama and is a leader of an organization called Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty. She says that conservative support of the death penalty is, quote, a stance that cheapens the pro-life argument. She says it's a contradiction. Yesterday, Kay Ivey lived that contradiction once again. At 9:01 p.m., she took the life of Nathaniel Woods, who was not convicted of killing anyone. But because a jury found that he was present when Kerry Spencer murdered three police officers, Nathaniel Woods was sentenced to death, even though two of his 12 jurors did not vote for the death penalty. Alabama is the only state where a jury can deliver a death penalty without a unanimous verdict. Is that what Kay Ivey would call a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a gift, is a sacred gift from God? Governor Ivey issued a statement last night saying, "I concluded that the state of Alabama should carry out Mr. Woods' lawfully imposed sentence this evening." That written statement did not say every life is precious. That written statement did not say every life is a sacred gift from God. Governor Ivey has said in the past that she doesn't like this part of her job. She has said that she did not, quote, relish the responsibility that I hold. But she has held that responsibility while sending nine men to their deaths in her 3 years as governor. Now, I don't know how religious Kay Ivey really is, but I don't believe that she is more religious than the Pope, who really does believe that every life is precious. And when Pope Francis says every life, he means every life, including people who spend their lives in prison. The Vatican is less than 2 miles from Regina Caeli Prison. Pope Francis visited that prison 2 years ago when he was 81 years old. He was not the first pope to visit that prison. Pope John the 23rd visited Regina Caeli in 1958. Pope Paul the 6th visited in 1964. And Pope John Paul the 2nd visited the prison in 2000. Four popes have visited that prison because they all truly believe that every life is precious. When Pope Francis visited the prison, he washed the feet of 12 prisoners, symbolically reenacting Jesus Christ washing the feet of his 12 disciples. Pope Francis told the prisoners, "Jesus does not know how to wash his hands of us. He never abandons us." Pope Francis actually lives the words that Kay Ivey put in her tweet about Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God. That day at Regina Caeli, Pope Francis told the prisoners, "There is no just penalty that is not open to hope. That is why the death penalty is neither Christian nor human."
Man.
Yeah.
Talk about a confused individual here trying to basically bring those two lines together.
Yeah.
Because every life is precious, but then that person may do something that's wrong, and, you know, God's own verdict is to his death. Barbara, thanks for bringing that up to us.
Well, let me ask you another question, too.
Sure.
Would you remind us once again what that man did as far as and being involved in the murder of those three policemen?
He lured them into a house, and under the pretext that he was going to tell them about drug dealings that were there. He was going to be a snitch. And when he got into the house, then the police officers, and there were three that were dead, but there were four that walked into the house. One survived, and they shot him. It was cold-blooded murder, and it was an ambush.
Yeah.
And he did not pull the trigger, but he was part of the orchestration of it. But in the state of Alabama, if you basically work on aid in a crime, you are treated as that you committed the murder yourself.
Same yourself. And see, he failed to mention that they shot and killed three policemen and injured another one, didn't he?
Right. No, he didn't mention that.
Man, so innocent. How cruel we are.
Yep.
Anyway, that was my comments for today. Thank you very much for taking my call. And as usual, I love y'all show. I love you. I feel like y'all are part of my family.
I appreciate that, Barbara. Thank you for the telephone call. I'm going to go to a break. Coming back to Larry Stevens, the one and only, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Pam Husso. Stocks plunge as fears grow over the coronavirus. The Dow down about 2,000 points as the White House considers options to halt the economic bleeding.
One of the measures to potentially be put before the president, paid leave, meaning if you need to call out from work because of the coronavirus, making sure you're reimbursed, though there are questions as to how on down the line that could potentially work.
Fox's Blake Berman, Wall Street executives were invited to the White House this week. As cases of the virus accelerate in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging calm.
People are reacting like this is the Ebola virus. This is not the Ebola virus. This hysteria that you see, this fear that you see, the panic that you see, is unwarranted.
In New York City, the public is being urged to avoid mass transit if possible. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this new week begins, we have more rain to look forward to again. Dry today, a warmer day becoming breezy, high temperature up to about 73. And then I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Mid-70s for a high and a risk of more showers Thursday and Friday. Here we go again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, you can't always get what you want.
Now, back.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend Larry Stevens. Larry Stevens, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Dan. How are you?
I'm outstanding. What do we owe the honor of a call from you?
Well, your last caller there, that O'Donnell guy on MSNBC.
Yep.
Really got me fired up. And this happens all the time. People fail to remember that God instituted capital punishment.
Yep.
If you go back from the beginning and the law, the old Jewish law, capital punishment was definitely a part of it, and it was ordained by God. I realize that as we get into the New Testament, the way in which God deals with us through his Son has changed. We're saved by grace. But the fact is that Paul told us that we are to observe the laws of man. In other words, we're to submit ourselves to the laws of the government. And when I look at this capital punishment, it is a part of the laws of the government. And if somebody has done a crime that's heinous enough to require capital punishment, then by golly, that's what they submit to. It concerns me that people get this all confused in their mind. And he kept talking about, you know, every life is precious. A child in the womb has absolutely no defense whatsoever. That child has done nothing to warrant being killed.
Right.
Okay? And I would dare say Mr. O'Donnell is probably pro-abortion.
Oh, yeah.
But yet he's defending this guy who was involved in the murder of three police officers, failing to say that. It bothers me when they try to take faith, Christian faith, whatever, Judeo-Christian tradition, and then try to wrap it around to make it into their own little agenda. And he could not be farther from the truth. Babies cannot defend themselves. And I think people who are pro-life like you and me, we're there for the life of the child. I'm sorry, I believe it's a life once it's conceived in the womb, but that child is absolutely innocent, and they have no defenses. This guy made up his mind he was going to go kill three other human beings, police officers. I don't know why he could expect anything less, Dan.
I'm with you, Larry, completely with you. And the and what you're citing is Leviticus, and it laid out the law, and that, you know, God did a lot of killing himself through the Jewish people that were there. I mean, he basically sent in a group and with angels, and they slaughtered a whole massive groups of people. You had that happen several times in the Bible. And I hate it when somebody tries to become pious and they don't know anything about religion and nothing about the faith.
Well, and you know, Christ himself talked about rendering to Caesar what Caesar and to God what is God's. And of course, basically, I think they were talking about money at that time and tithes and taxes and things. But still, we have to submit ourselves to the laws of the government. Read it in Romans. He clearly lays it out, and in other places, that we are to follow the laws of the land, that the law is here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Government's here for a reason, and we're under that. And so, again, to try to take, I don't want to see anybody die. You know, I want to see everybody have a chance to be saved and go to heaven and have Christ as their Savior. But some people are just, I mean, when they do these things, and they still have an opportunity, once they're convicted, I mean, up until the time that the trigger's pulled and they pass away once they get the injection or ever how their life is taken, they can still give their life to Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even after all the terrible things they've done, they can still go to heaven. But they still have to pay. There's something about paying for your crimes here on this earth. I mean, a lot of people are into this whole social justice thing, but they forget that people who do things like this, they pay for it. It's the law of the land. But he just stirred me up because he didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, and having worked in Cairo's prison ministry and actually had worked a death row before, I remember I had one person who was in a... It wasn't going to happen like in a week or so, but was near his his punishment date. And he said, you know, I know I'm going to a better place. I know I'm forgiven. And I get to leave these bars and walls here and go to my Heavenly Father. Now, having someone who's about to face death tell you that, that is powerful.
It is powerful. And again, we all have that opportunity, even after we all sin and fall short.
Absolutely.
Every single one of us. Every one of us deserves to go
to
heaven.
Me more than others.
Well, yeah, I was teaching my Sunday school class one Sunday. I was talking about my little grandmother that raised me, who was the most sweetest. She was one of the most kindest, loving people. And I said, but without Jesus Christ, she could not have gone to heaven. You know, it took her accepting the gift that he brought to this earth for her to be able to enter through the gates of heaven, to be saved by grace just like everybody else. And but that also applies to the most heinous person in the world, the man who killed the three police officers. He had the opportunity up until the time of his death, but he could see.
He could have been redeemed.
He could see God himself. Mm-hmm.
Larry, but, well said, my friend, well said.
All right, enjoy the show. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Let me go to a break. Come back to Papa B right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We all have missions. Like mission late-night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash. But is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hang on, guys. I'm going to come right back to you. I'm going to finish out the show with Papa B and Grady. But before I do that, I want to mention to you my good friends Paul and Christy Mello with Wallace and Moody Realty. Now, I had talked about this last week, and I had a real estate agent came up to me during church and said, you know, that's pretty impressive that they were being recommended and endorsed by another realtor from another state because of their handling of that person's family property for an estate sale. So let me kind of revisit with you what happened is that a realtor in a neighboring state chose Paul and Christy Mello to represent them selling their father's home. We were impressed with their knowledge of the area, that they provided relevant stats, comps, and market data with his ideas of marketing the home. Paul was extremely helpful to us providing support for contractors, and he offered us lots of hands-on service. We were out of state, and that meant a lot to us. Due to Paul's marketing efforts, the home went under contract quickly, and we had a very smooth closing. We cannot thank Paul and Christy Mello enough for their professionalism, enthusiasm, and great results. Now, that is impressive. Again, my realtor friend said, you know, that means something. So Let me give you their cell phone number. It's going to cost you a thing to talk to them. It's Christy and Paul Mello, Wallace and Moody Realty, 334-398-3434, 398-3434, Paul and Christy Mello. Skip Zillow, call Mello. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you, my friend?
I'm just doing super fantabulous as usual, Dan. Thanks
I like
for
that.
Asking. Nice discussion, particularly considering we're coming up on Easter here, redemption, and I always enjoy hearing those kinds of discussions. I really appreciate Larry bringing that up, that subject up, too. Switching gears just a little bit.
You go wherever you want to.
Well, what I'm interested in is this. Is Joe Biden able at this point to win the nomination outright, or is Bernie Sanders able to send it to a brokered convention? What are the prospects?
The prospects are, it depends on what happens tomorrow, and I think tomorrow will tell us an awful lot. I think that Bernie, yeah, I don't know, he may pull a rabbit out of his hat. The polls were wrong last time, but I think that that was because of an anti-Hillary feeling that was there. So I think that he may get shellacked tomorrow, to put it in plain term. But he can still win delegates because it's proportional. And if he gets over 15%, which he will, he's going to get some delegates. And so Biden may stretch his lead from, say, 91 to 160. And so if he can kind of clock with them, it's going to make it a little more difficult for him. But Bernie will be able to go into the convention with some chits on the table and have some, maybe some say-so in the Rules Committee and the platform and things like that.
Okay.
But now, if all of a sudden he wins Michigan and he wins Missouri and he wins Washington, whole different ballgame.
Well, if Joe Biden has to get, 1,300?
1,900 delegates?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So, you have to have a coupon for 50 cents off a deodorant product. If you have those two things, you got it.
All right, so, but the prospect is that Joe Biden does have the potential to wrap it up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Does that disappoint you?
I really want to see a brokered, food fight out up there. It's what I really want to. Since Bernie is not going to win, and I would like to see it break out into like the squirrel went to church fight for survival type.
Oh, man. That was good.
But anyway, thank you for answering my question. I appreciate you.
Thank you for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day, my friend.
All right.
Let's go to Grady. Grady, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I listen to your show. Every time I get in my truck, I turn the thing on. If I had one of those, if I had my old transistor radio, I'd listen to it when I was working.
What do you say, Joey? Should we chip in and buy him one?
Yeah, we could, collect enough bottle caps.
Yeah, I have two things to say. Backing up just a little bit, I was going to call. I got so hot here in my car. I said, I'm going to call and tell Dan something. But Larry Stevens pretty much said what I was going to say. The only thing I wanted to add to it was God gave Moses the blueprint for capital punishment. And basically, it was if a man kills somebody on purpose, that's murder. And to be able to control the people, this you take them out. Now, if somebody does something by accident, then you pay whatever the judge, basically the judge would tell you what you owe, for the accident. But that's basically where it was set up. So these people that they want to cry about everybody that gets executed, they don't know what they're talking about. They hadn't read the Bible. The other thing.
Bingo, let me tell you, you nailed it with that. What Lawrence O'Donnell knows about the Bible is what basically a little kid that's going to church for one of the first times knows.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing I wanted to say, it's been kind of burning. I've been wanting to call out and never could find when you were actually discussing this topic, but unless somebody else has already said it, you know, these Democrats are so worried about these little children down there on the border, but they don't care anything about American citizens that are being aborted.
That is true.
And that's just been, it's been bugging me. I said, one of these days I'm going to call them. I'm just going to tell them what I think. I never have called a radio station in my life until today. But
so,
I had to
wait. So you're a first-time caller?
Yeah.
Grady, tell me a little bit about yourself real quickly.
Well, I retired from Montgomery County Health Department after 38 years, and now I'm just trying to eke out a living. We got a little rental property and stuff.
Are you,
you know?
Are you the cause of the coronavirus?
No. I'm going to dodge it any chance I can.
There you go. The what did you do for the health department?
I did a little bit of everything. One time I inspected every school lunchroom in Montgomery County.
How about that? That was a fun experience.
Well, the guy that was before me had the lunchroom managers trained so that when you went in, they get you a cup of coffee and a biscuit or whatever. When you went over the inspection report. But, you know, they pretty much the school lunchroom managers, they wanted to please you.
Yeah.
So
Grady, I'm kind of running out of time here. Give me your month and day of birth.
April 5th.
Okay. We're going to do that drawing on Friday. Do you know what time we do the drawing?
Between 2:30 and 2:45.
Bingo, buddy. Have you ever been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
No, I've been by it.
You got to go, my friend. Grady, you got to go. As a health department inspector, you would love this place.
Well, we live in Wetumpka now, so it's kind of a ways. But, hey, I could go if I win.
There you go. Well, you better go even if you don't win. Grady, thanks. I enjoyed my conversation with you. Want you to have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Guys, man, what a show. I'm going to keep doing this until I get away. So join me back tomorrow, 12 o'clock, same time, same place, same station. Grab your Dale the Great. He's next. Adios.